We are specifically asking for the United States Postal Services to go back to the way they were operating prior to these changes, and for a monitor to be in place to ensure compliance and ensure that voter suppression is not being used systematically in our state, in our communities, to prevent Latinas and Latinos from voting and all other Americans.
On August 28, 2020, Voces Unidas de las Montañas became a plaintiff in a federal lawsuit against Louis DeJoy, the Postmaster General, and the United States Post Office. Voces Unidas is a local advocacy organization serving Latino and Latina communities in Garfield, Eagle, and Pitkin counties. Some of the Postmaster General's recent policy changes include decommissioning hundreds of mail sorting machines and a ban on late and extra delivery trips. Voces Unidas claims that these changes undermine the post office's ability to ensure the on-time delivery of mail ballots. Katie and Kay spoke with Alex Sanchez, executive director and co-founder of Voces Unidas, to learn more.
So what services do you provide that directly relate to post office operations?
So Voces Unidas de las Montañas is an advocacy organization. We are the first Latino-led, Latino-serving, Latino-created nonprofit. Our three pillars include leadership development, includes obviously advocacy and civic engagement. Through our civic engagement program, we help to educate Latino voters to ensure that they're active participants in their democratic institutions, including voting. And so we want to ensure, as part of our role as an advocacy organization, is to protect voters and fight against voter suppression.
If you were to win this case, what changes would be made?
We would want the U.S. Postal Service to operate in the same way and fashion that it did prior to political interference. We want to ensure that voters can still rely on this institution, our Postal Service, to ensure that their vote gets counted. And we are asking an independent monitor to be in place to ensure that there's no more political interference in our Postal Service.
Do you believe that these policy changes disproportionately affect Latino communities?
I would say this, as a brown person, as a person of color, as a leader of color, many things that this country and these systems do disproportionately affect people of color. I think over the last couple of months, somehow more Americans have woken up to that realization, whether it's COVID, whether it's voter suppression, whether it's any of these systems, they tend to disproportionately impact people who already are disenfranchised, people who are already left out of the system by design. And so, of course, these political interventions and these systemic changes that are meant to keep voters from voting are meant to disproportionately disenfranchise yet more and more people of color, including Latinos.
What do you think we will see here in Colorado if you all lose this case or if it's not announced before the election?
When there is political interference in our Postal Service, when we are using the Postal Service as voter suppression, it means that less Coloradans will actually have the opportunity to vote or their vote counted. It means that more and more people will distrust our political institutions, will distrust our democratic institutions, and that's harmful to democracy. That's harmful for the vision and the future that we all want to see in this country. And so that's what we're fighting for. We're fighting for the right to vote, for Latinas and Latinos to be able to do that freely without barriers, without suppression. And these efforts help all Americans. While we are doing this from the lens of the most disenfranchised voters in our communities in Eagle, Garfield, and Pitkin County, these efforts help all voters, all Americans, all Coloradans, all members of these three counties.
In the meantime, while we await the answer on this case, do you have any suggestions for local voters here in the Roaring Fork Valley, how we can try and ensure that our votes get counted?
Vote early. Election day is not November 3rd. Election day is October 9th, is October 10th, is October 11th. As soon as you get your ballot, please vote. Especially if you're concerned about the delays within the Postal Service, you can vote the same day you receive your ballot. Or you can hand deliver your ballot up to election day, which is November 3rd at 7 p.m. This is a critical election. We need every American to express their voice through their vote. Regardless of how you vote, please vote. The stakes are too high. The rent is too high. We need people to vote in this election at the county level, at the state level, at the federal level. All elections matter and our voice matters. And we want to ensure that more and more Latinos are participating in our local election system, because we need to be part of charting the course and charting the vision that we want to see for ourselves and our families.
Voces Unidas is hoping to hear the court's decision before the November 3rd election. For KDNK News, I'm Hallie Zander.